The National Comprehensive Disaster Management CDM Strategy and Implementation Plan for St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be used to support the achievement of the goals and objectives of the recently updated National Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy of 2023. Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes said work on the strategy has been ongoing for the past 6 months and they recently hosted a consultation focusing on its implementation.
We have been focusing on the consultation for stakeholders involved in the Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy, Strategy and Implementation Plan. We have been working with stakeholders over the last 6 months or so, finalizing the policy, and now we're at the stage where we are developing the implementation plan and looking at costs, whatever costing that it will take really to improve or implement the policy. So we have had support under this program through the World Bank Caribbean Resilience Facility and also the USAID PROS. That's a new project that funded by USAID.
Ms. Forbes said NEMO is expecting to have the National Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy of 2023 completed by October of this year. She said the policy is important as it will guide the country's response to emergencies, threats, disasters, and hazards which are becoming more prevalent.
So we are now basically almost on the final stretch, finalizing the policy and implementation plan, which we want to have completed by October thereabouts, so we can submit that for final consideration. It is important that we update the Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy based especially on the last 2-3 years of the impacts we have been seeing in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the rest of the world. We would have gone through the COVID-19 pandemic and volcanic eruption, hurricane also flooding, and we see even some of the other health threats, the dengue, etc., that we are looking at ensuring that our policy addresses the wide range of hazards and emerging hazards and threats that we are seeing now facing our country and even the region.
Ms. Forbes said the National Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy will create linkages to merge all of the nation's response policies into one plan, which will be used to address all emergencies that the nation may face.
So it is really important for us to set the context of how we want to implement a resilience agenda over the next 10 years and also provide those linkages with all of the other frameworks that we have implemented also in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, such as the climate change agenda. We have had a climate change policy within the last 10 years. How do we marry those? And how we actually work towards ensuring that we have the linkages and really speaking one resilience agenda to improving our country's resilience. So that's the part on the whole Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy and Strategy and Implementation Plan.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.